Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's up, guys? Welcome to Season 2, Episode 18 of Dinner with the Healers. My name is Eric, and with me as always are my lovely wife, Amanda.
Hi, guys.
My beautiful daughter, Stella.
Hi.
And my super handsome son, Henry.
Hello.
Guys, let's jump to the business first thing. Don't forget to check out our show description. You can find links to our website, thebluepodcast.com, and links to all of our social media, and a couple of links if you want to sign up to listen to the show ad-free on Spotify or on any other platform. It's just $1 a month. If that's your thing, there it is. Let's jump straight into the shoutouts because we have got a wacky episode of Bluey to talk about. So on Spotify, we heard from Millie and Rainbow Rock. I love that name. Who asks about my Swiftie status. Yes, yes, I'm a Taylor Swift fan. Everybody get your laughs in now. Go ahead. They say that Stella is their favorite. I want to go on record as saying I've heard about enough of that. I'm kidding. You're my favorite daughter. We also heard from Brooke and Tobin, Amelia, Steve, Sophia, Alexis, who likes Henry and Eric? What?
Nice.
Nene and Alex, Ada, Alice, Draven, who's still driving to the hoop about wanting us to do more than one episode a week. Draven, listen, we'll run out of Bluey episodes so fast if we start doing two a week. We heard from Isaiah, Eve, Celestina, I hope I pronounced your name right. That's a really pretty name. Poppy. And we had some reviews on Apple Podcasts. We heard from Emma, who asked when we're going to talk about the newest episodes of Bluey that just hit Disney Plus not long ago. And also, I'm not sure how to pronounce this, but it's A-B-L-U-S-H-U. And they asked about the new Bluey episodes too, and they like Stella the most. Boo!
Nuh-uh, you're just jealous.
I am, you're right. We also got a review from Jaden, who is 11, and they asked if we're excited for the 28-minute long episode of Bluey that's coming up. We're not sure when that's going to be, but they've definitely mentioned it. So, real quick, I was really tempted to jump us straight into the newest episodes of Bluey that just landed on Disney Plus, but we're sticking with the format of doing them in the order that they are on Disney Plus, starting at season one. So you'll just have to wait until we make it there, and you can do the math and figure out when that'll be. But there's some really good episodes, and somebody asked a couple of episodes ago, and I forgot to actually get around to it, about what our favorite episodes of Bluey are. And Henry, what do you think your favorite episode of Bluey is?
The one that we're going to talk about today.
Oh, very good. What about you, Stella?
I don't have a favorite.
You don't? You just like them all equally the same?
Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Amanda?
I'm the same way. There's just so many of them that I really like. I don't have a particular favorite.
That's a tough question for me, too. Mm-hmm. I will say I really, really like the episode Cricket that's in season 3, and it just landed on Disney Plus a few weeks ago. It is quite good, and it reminds me of something in my own life. But anyway, you guys are the best. Thank you so much for the reviews and for the comments. We love those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys, so much. Keep bringing on those 5-star reviews. We really appreciate it.
Oh, I forgot to mention, we also got an email just now from somebody named Eric who said Amanda is his favorite.
Why, thank you, Eric.
Hey, speaking of Eric real quick, friend of the show, Eric, who commented on several past episodes of our podcast. We hope you're doing great, man. Anyway, guys, we just got done watching Escape.
Your dad and I want to spend some time together.
What? Without us?
Yeah, hard to believe, isn't it?
Henry, could you tell us what is going on at the start of this episode?
At the beginning, Bluey and Bingo are being taken to Nana's house because Mom and Dad want to have some time to themselves.
Man, do I feel that. Stella, the girls seem really surprised that the parents want to spend time just by themselves as grown-ups. What did you think about that?
I mean, I understand because they're younger than me. I'm pretty sure there's like...
Yeah, they're young.
Around younger ages. So they want to like hang out with their parents more.
Wow, that just hurt my heart.
That's not what I mean.
Here's what I just heard. They're young and I don't want to hang out with my parents
anymore. No, that's not what I mean.
That's what I heard too.
When you were younger.
That's not what I mean.
When you were younger and Mommy and I would want to go have time for ourselves, what did you think about that?
I would usually be sad. I was like, without me, how dare they?
Now that was probably more because she knew we were going to go eat someplace really right. nice yes, that she yeah. wanted to go. What about you, Henry? What did you think about that?
I don't know.
Well, I'm figuring you're thinking that you're such a delight. Why on earth would anybody ever want to do anything besides hang out with you?
He's not that much of a delight.
He's a delight. You guys can't see the face he made, but it was pretty classic. Well, we're all hanging out together right now, aren't we?
Yep.
Okay, well, here's the deal, guys. You've seen the episode. There's a lot of really cool animation that's based off what Bluey and Bingo's drawings would look like and Chili and Bandit's drawings. And they tell this story through the whole thing. Now, at the beginning, when they're driving there, the kids say that they're going to watch TV. And Bandit says, you've been watching TV all day. Why don't you do something different, like draw? And the kids are trying to put the kibosh on that. Well, they start telling this story about how they're getting away.
What are you going to do?
Well, we're going to lie in comfy hammocks wearing sunglasses.
Drinking from coconuts with those little umbrellas.
No kids allowed.
Yeah, no kids allowed.
What? This is outrageous.
Yeah, we're going to come and join in. Here comes the horse.
Amanda, can you tell us, how does their story begin?
Well, Mom and Dad are going to go spend time together, and the girls want to be there with them, and they said, oh, no, no, no. You can't be there because there's going to be this huge wall
right.
that you can't get around.
How huge is it?
Oh, my gosh. I forget how big it was.
Anybody?
10,000 something?
Oh, you're close.
It's 10,000. Is it 10,000 meters?
Or 100,000?
I think it's 100,000.
No, it was 10,000.
It was 10 meters tall.
Oh, 10,000. Okay.
How much is 10,000?
10,000 is 10,000.
It's 1,000.
So that's how big the wall was.
Yeah. So what do the kids say they're going to do?
Well, they said that they're going to get an eagle and fly over the wall to get to Mom and Dad.
They had to hire it.
Yes, they had to hire the eagle.
Stella, Chili counters with her move, and what was that?
She presses a button, and the button makes a giant prickly bush come out of the ground.
Exactly. And there's nothing they can do about it Because why?
They ran out of money and the eagle is on the toilet.
Yeah, they spent all their money hiring the eagle the first time and also he's on the toilet. But Henry, Bingo counters with her idea. What was that?
She brought a lawnmower and she mowed down the prickle bush.
Straight away. So the parents had to bounce. And what did they go to?
They went to their secret underground base that also has a hammock.
Yeah. Equipped with hammocks. And can the kids get down there, Stella?
Nope, it has a manhole cover on it.
Right, that they can't break through because it's metal. Amanda, what does Bandit foolishly do?
Well, so the girls ask, well, what can break through metal? And Bandit foolishly says, well, I think diamond. So he just gave them the idea of how to break through the manhole cover, which is what they didn't want to happen.
Right. So Chili says they're just going to jump in their car and get away. But what did Bandit have to say about that, Amanda?
He wanted to make sure that they took off in a cool car.
Yeah, a cool car. The girls are chasing them down in something, though, Henry. And what is it?
The dream house car.
Oh, yeah.
What?
The dream house car. It's like a giant dream house on wheels. Yeah, it's got 11 burger shops and 20 bedrooms and 40 toilets and a spa on the balcony.
Who's driving it?
Butlers.
Butlers? Oh, no. Punch it, Mum.
Punch it!
Punch the butlers.
11 burger shops. That seems a bit excessive, don't you think?
You can never have enough burger shops.
You might be right. Henry, what did you think about the 20 bedrooms?
I don't know. I usually don't want to go to bed, so yeah.
Oh, well, they obviously need the 20 bedrooms for all their butlers.
That is a good point.
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's good.
Yeah. And the 40 toilets... That's a lot of toilets per bedroom.
Yeah. Well, but that's also a lot of burger shops, so...
That's true.
They may need that many toilets.
That's true. And also, the balcony spa sounds pretty nice. So, yeah, they tell them that butlers are going to run this whole thing, which good on them for being able to hire so many. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing to make the money to do that, but that's neither here nor there. So where do Chili and Bandit go, Amanda?
They hopped in their helicopter and took off.
Yeah, they went to the airport and took off in a helicopter. But there was a button that did something on the Dreamhouse car. Stella, what was it?
There was a button that turned the Dreamhouse car into a rocket ship.
Yep, the wheels turned into rockets and off they went. Well, Chili asked, who made this? Henry, who made it?
Jerry Lee. He's their science butler.
Very good. Their science butler. That Jerry Lee, he's something else, right?
I have to say, I've never heard of a science butler before.
Well, basically, a science butler is a butler that does a bunch of science stuff.
Gotcha.
That's pretty amazing. What do the kids do next to get off of the Dreamhouse car?
Their balcony spa, it can disconnect and... parachutes open up on it.
Yep, special parachutes that they could stay in the spa as it went down. But what else did they have going on at this spa? Anybody?
Jerry Lee was fanning them.
Yeah, he was still there fanning him. That guy is busy. Well, Mom and Dad are just running now on foot.
After they parachuted out of their helicopter, yeah. Right?
And what did the kids say they were going to do to stop them?
They will throw cupcakes at them.
Tons of cupcakes, but Chili has what may be the best job in this whole scene. And what was that, Amanda?
She ate the cupcakes up so it wouldn't stop them.
Yeah, as they came along, just ate them up.
That would be a really tough job. Mm-hmm.
But suddenly they come to a cliff and it's too high to navigate. Does anyone remember how high it was?
Millions and millions of miles high.
That's the long and short of it. They said it's a million miles high.
Oh.
So how many
really high.
Is a million?
2 million?
Nope. It'd basically be 1 million times 1 million.
Oh, so a billion.
That's a trillion. So there you go.
That's really high.
I was close enough. I said a billion. That's close enough.
That's off a little bit.
I'm pretty sure that's right, isn't it? It feels right. Anyway, then what happens? Amanda.
Okay, so Mom and Dad are trapped because of the huge cliff, and Bluey and Bingo catch up to them.
Well, the parents can't get away, so Chili says that they give up. But Bingo and Bluey are disappointed. They've gone from telling the parents, you need to come over here and spend time with us, to saying, no, we like it when you run away from us. So Bandit and Chili turn that on the kids. Bandit says, no, let's hug, and the kids take off. Henry, what is the first thing that they jump on?
They jump on an electric scooter.
Yeah, an electric scooter, but Chili counters with what, Stella?
They have an electric scooter, but it's being pulled by Jerry Lee, who is riding a motorbike.
Amanda, the kids said that Jerry Lee works for us. What happened there?
So they're paying Jerry Lee more, plus they gave him their coconut drinks, so he likes them better now.
It looked like he was really digging the coconut drinks, too. Well, the kids take off and get to the place where rockets are launched. Stella, what happens?
They hop into a rocket ship.
And off it goes.
Yep.
What do the parents do, Henry?
Well, they jump onto the wing.
But what happens when they get into space?
There's no air, so they can't breathe. So then they have to take a huge breath and then hold their breath.
And it cuts to them in the car, all holding their breath, to see who's going to give up first. And it was the parents, and off they went. So the rocket continues on. Amanda, where did the girls go to live?
They went to the moon. And the parents had to jump off the rocket ship and parachute back down to Earth.
And then, right then, they pull up to Nana's house. And at this point, the girls are really excited to get in there and see Nana. When they drop the kids off, Nana mentions that it's not easy getting time to yourselves. And Chili agrees, especially because of the whole crazy chase they had to go through just on the way there. Bingo asks if they can watch TV, and Nana, of course, says, whatever you want to do. But Henry, what did Bluey want to do instead?
Bluey wanted to draw.
Yeah, and Nana went and got all the gear for him, and they started drawing stuff. Stella, what were they drawing?
They were drawing the dream house car and their butlers.
And the whole adventure, right?
The whole adventure, yeah.
And Nana mentioned she just doesn't know where they get their imagination from. But what do you think it was, Amanda?
From their mom and dad.
Yeah, because Mom and Dad were right in on that game, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the episode. Henry, did we miss anything?
No, we didn't.
Well, you know what it's time for.
Did we learn anything today?
Stella, could you tell us, what were we supposed to learn today?
Sometimes people just need time to themselves, like how the parents need time without kids sometimes.
Okay, I'll agree wholeheartedly with that. Henry, what about you? Do you have anything to add to that?
No, I agree with Stella here. I don't have anything to add.
Okay, what about you, Amanda?
I agree, too. It's good for parents to be able to have time to themselves, to have some fun for themselves, reconnect. And it's okay for the kids to have time to themselves with, like, Nana or whoever
right.
wants to keep them for the evening. And it just kind of, I think, honestly, it just kind of refreshes everybody a little bit, especially the parents, to have that time away to be not just mom and dad, but husband and wife.
Right.
You know, it can kind of freshen up and...
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Be good, you know?
I agree. And I think that it makes everybody appreciate each other more.
Yeah.
Kind of like absence makes the heart grow fonder, but it's just the right amount.
Yeah.
The one thing I would add is that using your imaginations together like this, it just shows you how alike the kids are to the parents, that they have the same kind of wild ideas and imagination. And by getting involved in the fun, they were able to turn the tide and make it to where the kids couldn't wait to get away from them. They turned the game into getting away from the kids into the kids getting away from them. And by that point, the kids were ready to go ahead and do their thing because they won by escaping mom and dad. And it was a clever way of turning the situation over, I thought.
I agree.
Does anybody have any parting thoughts about the episode?
Yep. That it's a really funny episode that the kids and the way how they use their imagination, I like it.
I do too. I loved the drawing style.
Yes.
Yeah.
I loved the crayon style animation, and I bet the people who animate the show had a blast.
Oh, yeah. I bet they did too. Yeah, it was definitely really cute, really fun.
Well, guys, we think Bluey is awesome. And until next time, we are out of here.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.